You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Roast potatoes as well as new. We are pulling the stops out.
I want this to be special. But so much to celebrate, haven't we?
Well, I have. The most beautiful, intelligent, loving woman in the world, for some bizarre reason best known to herself, has agreed to marry me.
Not bizarre at all. I love you. I'm so happy.
I can see that.
I still can't quite believe it. I feel as though it's all some wonderful dream, and any minute now I'm going to wake up and... Ow! What did you do that for?
To convince you you're not dreaming.
Well, I can think of a nicer way you could have done that.
Oh, darling, don't do that.
Why? Don't you like it?
You know I do, but we've got Henry to feed.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right. He's been very good about not interrupting us. Especially since he hasn't been able to play outside in this dreadful weather.
Well, you did promise him his favourite pudding.
Yep, the chocolate sponge is all ready to go in once I finish the carrots.
Well, these can go on.
We're so lucky, aren't we?
In every possible way.
I never thought Jess would be so reasonable.
Well, as you said, we've been lucky.
I can't wait to tell everyone.
Well, we don't need to tell them just yet, do we?
Don't we?
Well, don't you think it's nice that it's just our secret?
Oh, yes, of course, but...
Oh, look, maybe I'm being selfish. I just want to keep you all to myself for a little while longer.
Oh, come on. Oh, open, won't you? Oh, for heaven's sake! Oh, again! Oh, well, that's just great.
Hi, Mum!
Oh, Alice!
I'm afraid Chris is going to be a bit late. He's had to...
Oh, no. What have you been doing?
I haven't been doing anything. It's all your father's fault.
Oh, he threw the drawer on the floor.
Oh, he wouldn't fix it. And I've told him over and over again how badly it sticks. Well, I'm just fed up with it.
Well, you won't have the problem again. That drawer's had it.
It's not the only thing that's had it in this kitchen.
Oh, look, it's all cracks down one side.
Yes.
Oh, well, look, never mind. You carry on and I'll pick all this up.
Carry on? How can I carry on?
Well, sit down then if you need to calm down. Just tell me what still needs doing and I'll do it.
How can I carry on in this kitchen? It's old-fashioned and inefficient. It's astonishing I ever managed to produce any decent food.
Oh, it's only one drawer. I'm sure it can be replaced.
I don't want it replaced. I want a new kitchen.
Seems a bit drastic, Mum.
When I think of what other people have.
Oh, I see.
Well, I can't believe I've put up with this for as long as I have.
Other people? You mean like the Gibsons?
Yes. Yes, I do. And seeing their kitchen made me realise just how extraordinarily out of date this one is.
Right. So all you've got to do now is convince Dad. Good luck with that.
Oh, it's not a question of convincing him.
I think it might be.
I asked him to do a few simple little jobs to improve this one, and he couldn't even be bothered to do that. Oh, no. No, he's had his chance.
Right. He might not see it like that.
So you've got to back me up then, Alice, you and Adam. Heaven knows. Decent kitchen isn't much for a woman to ask for out of life.
Yes, that's what the suffragettes were after, wasn't it? That and the vote.
Oh, get off your high horse, Alice.
I'm joking, Mum.
I'm not just some sort of skivvy. No, I'd like to see your father run this farm if he had to get his own meals all the time.
Yeah, so would I.
And look at all the catering that I do for the shoots.
Oh, I know, Mum. It's quality stuff.
Good.
I'm only teasing. I'm on your side.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, something smells delicious. Have you been working your magic again, Jenny?
How are you doing?
They're nearly finished. It would be nice if we got them finished before we go out to lunch, though.
You still want to do that in this rain?
Yeah, it's only the bull. We can take the car if you like. Maybe it'll have stopped by then.
You reckon?
It's got to sometime.
A comforting theory.
Yeah.
Well, the wedding list is up and running, did I say?
Oh, good.
Yeah, Underwoods are very efficient. A couple of people have already ticked things off, apparently.
Great.
I'm sending my niece as a separate one.
Oh, you must. They're going to be bridesmaids.
Oh, they're so excited. This one's Helen and Rob. He's definitely her plus one now.
Yeah. Mum says all Helen's sentences start, Rob and I.
Thanks for the warning.
Sorry, Kirsty. That's the way it is.
I'm hoping she might still come to her senses. Even if Jess has agreed.
You think she might not have done?
Well, we've only got Rob's word for it. Anyway, even if she has, the divorce is still going to take time to come through.
Give Helen time to think.
Give her time to notice what Rob Titchener's really like.
Suppose I better check on Henry.
Oh, I'm sure he's still asleep.
Well, maybe another few minutes wouldn't hurt. This is nice.
Isn't it?
I was thinking we might have Mum and Dad and Tom and Kirsty over next Sunday.
Good idea.
Then we can tell them about our engagement.
I thought we'd agreed to keep it a secret.
Well, not from my family, surely. I'm not sure I can keep it from them much longer.
It's only been 2 days.
But I'm so excited.
I know you are. It's just...
I'm just so happy. I'm sure they're going to notice.
Me always so sad before.
Before you? Yes, I was.
Oh, darling. If I've really made that change for you, I don't know what to say.
You have. I want everyone to know how happy you've made me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But look, your mum and dad have only just heard that I'm getting a divorce. Don't you think we should give them a chance to get used to the idea?
Yeah, maybe.
Jess has only just agreed. I haven't had anything official from her solicitor yet.
Oh, Rob. I don't think she'll go back on it.
No, of course not. Well, I'd never have asked you to marry me.
Well, then.
We just have to be practical. Even when everyone agrees, these things take time.
Yeah, I suppose they do.
I want Tony and Pat to believe I'm serious.
To show them that your intentions are honourable? You sweet, old-fashioned thing.
I'm afraid I am rather old-fashioned. Maybe that's why I like having my girl all to myself.
It is romantic.
I think so.
A secret engagement. Like something in a Victorian novel.
Well, I'm afraid a Victorian novelist would have to leave some of my feelings to their readers' imaginations.
Oh, with a row of dots, you mean?
Mm-hmm. A very long row of dots.
Ooh, I'm not sure about these spring colours.
Oh, let me see. Mm-hmm. No, they're not very inspiring.
Deep in the fashion section, eh?
No, homes and gardens. Oh, it's very nice of Christopher to load the dishwasher. What a luxury.
I know he feels guilty about being late. No. Oh, look at this beach. I wish we could get away from the rain.
Well, he doesn't need to feel guilty. Couldn't help getting held up.
I'm with you on that one, Alice. But I've just checked the weather. It says here there's no sign of a let-up.
Shame. Oh, no. Chris just wanted to say thanks for a lovely lunch, Mum.
Oh, well, it was very nice of him. It's a pity other people aren't so thoughtful.
Dad?
What?
Mum said it was nice of Christopher to thank her for lunch.
Well, he's got good manners.
Yes, he has.
Dad?
Oh, I see. Thank you for lunch, darling. It was delicious.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It might be the last one I ever cook in that terrible old kitchen.
You're leaving me? This is very sudden.
Don't joke, Brian. It's not funny.
Mum's not going, but the kitchen might be.
There's no might about it. We're having a new one.
Well, I suppose we'll have to replace the unit with a broken drawer.
Oh, Mum's not just talking about that.
No, I'm not. The whole kitchen needs to be stripped out.
All of it?
Yes, all of it. I want everything completely new.
The kitchen to end all kitchens.
I don't see we need to do that.
We? You don't see the need because you don't have to cook in it.
Well, I enjoy sitting in it. I think it's charming.
Yeah, well, that's just another word for outdated.
I suppose a few new units would freshen it up.
Dad, you're not listening. Mum doesn't want it freshened up. She wants a kitchen that measures up to her talents.
Yeah, but your food's always delicious, Jenny. You know how I appreciate it.
But what you don't appreciate is how hard it is for me to maintain my standards.
Yeah, Mum should have the kitchen she deserves.
Well, I wouldn't know where to find anything.
Oh, you only know where to find the corkscrew and the glasses in this one.
Now that's true.
Well, so, I mean, presented with a fait accompli, am I? Can't we just talk about it?
Oh, we'll do a lot of talking about it. But don't get your hopes up. It's happening.
Quiet, isn't it?
The rain's keeping people indoors.
At least it meant we got served quickly.
Gives us the chance to look at these figures.
So, presuming we can get the mortgage we need...
I think we can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with our savings and your gran helping us, we've got a reasonable deposit.
Exactly. So, these are the projected repayments.
They're pretty steep.
We'll manage.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm not going to let Dad's temporary insanity torpedo our future.
It doesn't look like it's that temporary. Not after the conversation you had with him on Friday.
Don't worry. We'll find the money somehow.
Yes. Yes, we will.
I really must go and wake up Henry now. We'll never get him to sleep tonight.
Well, we don't want that. Off you go, then. Once he's come round, I'll take him for a run around in the rain.
Oh, that sounds like a plan.
Oh, darling, could you shut the door behind you? It's a bit drafty.
And then put some clothes on, honestly.
I will, thanks. Right. Jess, it's me. Listen, there's no need for you to get into a state about this. It'll all be fine. We can take things slowly. There's no rush. This stupid animal does not seem to understand, and I'm trying to help her.
Well, they never do they?
Well, that's why I texted you. I can't get her out on my own.
I can see that.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was out anyway. What do you want me to do?
Well, if you could just hold her steady while I try and untangle her.
Okay. Come on now. I'm not going to hurt you.
It's her back legs that are the problem. Yeah, you'll feel better when they're free.
Hold still now.
Have you been up to the paddocks?
Yeah.
How are they looking?
Like a leak. Oh. There's no way we can let them out yet.
Yeah, or any time soon.
Ow! We need to check how much silage we've got left, and we'll certainly need to order more concentrates.
Oh, that's pricey. That's better than letting the yields drop too much. Easy does it. Nearly there now.
And better than mangling the grass.
Yeah, I know. Right. That should do it. God, you can let go, Nola.
Oh. And with one bound, she was free.
Free to fall over in the mud. Oh, dear. Oh. So, what are you doing now?
Well, going back to Brookfield for some dry clothes and a hot drink.
Oh, lucky you. Well, I'll get the silage out to the Herefords.
Well, I can do that if you like.
No, it's fine. I've done this lot. That's when I noticed Madam had got stuck.
I don't mind.
Oh, it's okay. You're looking a bit tired.
That's just the weather.
It is relentless.
Yeah.
Well, it's lucky we got Mum staying with us to keep us fed, warm and clean.
I hope she's okay with that. I don't want her to think we're exploiting her.
No, I'm sure she doesn't. She seems a lot more cheerful.
Exactly. Well, now she's got her confidence back, she might be wanting to move back to Glebe.
Yeah, but her cataract operation's on Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, she'll have to stay with us overnight after that, so...
So maybe she'd like a little peace and quiet beforehand to prepare herself.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Life at Brookfield, never a dull moment.
I think that's what she likes.
It's fun, but it's hardly restful, is it?
That's a good idea. The display was looking a bit tired, wasn't it?
Oh, it's something to do. Dead today, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'd rather be cosy at home than under an umbrella out there, I must say. Here, I'll give you a hand.
I put a real dampener on everyone's weekend.
Not everyone. We had a lovely day yesterday.
Oh, yeah, Tom and I got a lot done too.
Rob and I cooked a traditional Sunday lunch and I made Henry's favourite pudding.
Chocolate sponge? Oh, I bet he liked that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, so much he was out for the count most of the afternoon.
Oh, bless him.
But Rob and I managed to amuse ourselves. There. That looks a lot better. Thanks, Kirsty.
Different, anyway.
Makes such a difference to everything.
Tidy shelves.
Knowing Jess has agreed to a divorce.
Oh, that. Yeah, I suppose it must do.
I feel so secure with Rob.
Good. It's about time.
There's no doubt now. I mean, he's totally committed to me and Henry. In fact...
Yeah?
Oh, nothing. That's enough about me. How did you get on with the wedding invitations?
Oh, good. Yeah, they're all written. I'm going to post them this lunchtime.
Ooh, how exciting. What fun to have a wedding to plan for.
Oh, I don't know about that. Time seems to be slipping away and there's still so much to do.
Well, let me help. I'd be only too happy.
Well, a dress to wear is getting a bit urgent.
Such a shame. And you thought you'd found it.
No, I was being ridiculous. Thought I might go out in my lunch hour.
Great. I'll come with you.
Pass me your coat. And hang it over the arbor. It'll soon dry.
Thanks. This is ridiculous. I'm wet right through.
I've just made a pot of coffee. Get a warm drink inside you first, then you can go and change properly.
That sounds like a very good plan.
Then you can have some lunch. It won't take me long to rustle up some soup. And an omelette, perhaps.
Jill, you don't have to.
Nonsense, it's no trouble. You ready for that coffee now?
Yeah, please. Really, you mustn't think you have to make us lunch every day.
I don't, but when I'm in... Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
What else would I be doing? I love cooking, you know that.
You should be resting.
Resting? Why?
I mean, with your op coming up on Monday.
Oh, that. There'll be plenty of time to rest afterwards if I need to.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to start now. All the more reason to keep busy while I can.
Well, there's busy and too busy.
Not for me.
Don't you miss the peace and quiet of Glebe?
I'll be back there soon enough.
I expect you're looking forward to it, aren't you? Nothing like your own bed in your own home.
You know, I still think of Brookfield as home.
Yeah?
I know I shouldn't.
Yeah, you should. You must always think that. I didn't mean that you...
Oh, Dave, get those wet things off. You look like a drowned rat.
Your mum's just made a pot of coffee.
Now, there's no time, I'm afraid. I've just had a text from the Environment Agency.
Oh, no.
There's a flood alert on the app.
A flood alert?
Yeah.
Oh, but the sheep...
Yeah, I know. We'll have to move them to higher ground.
What do you think of this one?
Oh, it's really pretty. Oh, I like the little pearl fastenings down the back.
And it's not strapless. So many of them are.
Yeah, it's not something that appeals to you.
It isn't something that suits me.
Oh, Kirsty.
Anyway, I hate it when brides lose weight before the wedding and look as though they're standing inside their strapless dresses instead of wearing them.
You can get it fitted nearer the day if you change shape.
Well... It certainly doesn't fit very well at the moment. It's too big around the waist, look.
Yeah.
And I'm showing way too much cleavage.
Well, I can easily fix all that with a simple alteration. I think it really suits you.
Do you?
Yeah. Simple, elegant, absolutely your style.
I'm not sure about that.
I love the length.
Yeah. The calf length is unusual.
Timeless. Plus, you can really go to town on your shoes. I know how much you love choosing shoes.
Oh, I do. It was the part I was looking forward to the most. And it does seem a shame to hide them under a long skirt.
Well, there you are, then. Perfect.
Better than the designer one.
Oh, that was lovely, of course. But this one, I feel it's more you.
Simple, elegant and timeless.
Exactly. This dress is really very special. I'd buy it if I was getting married.
Right. Well, that sold it to me. I'll talk to them about the alterations.
Good.
And at least it's one thing ticked off my list.
You shouldn't be thinking of it like that.
I know, but it's hard not to when there's so much else still to do.
What you need is a wedding planner.
Get up, Biff. Waiting.
Oh, that standing water's putting them off.
Yeah, you could be right. Away, Biff!
Sue should be proud of them. They even look great in the pouring rain.
She's going to bring the kids over soon, isn't she?
Yeah, maybe next Saturday, she said, so they can see for themselves the sheep are fine.
All right. Come on, you lot. Come on. Thinking about it. Oh, great, there she goes. That ewe always leads first. Lie down, Biff! Steady take. Oh, away, Biff! There's always a few, aren't there?
Never mind, Biff will get them away.
Oh. Now, what did Sue say about the floods? Have they got their land back yet?
Oh, some of it. The grass is in pretty bad shape, though. There's not going to be much production from it for a good while yet.
Oh, well, I reckon we should keep them here for a good month yet. Maybe more.
Well, that's what I said. She was worried we might be getting fed up with them.
What? Their little flock. It's no bother at all.
I know, I told her.
Good. Oh, no. I don't believe it.
What?
Fly tipping. Look.
Where? I can't see through the rain.
An old mattress. Look, there, over by the other gate. Absolutely shameless.
Who could be bothered to do that in this weather?
Well, I suppose they thought there'd be no one about.
No one in the right mind.
Yeah, I know. Oh, come on, Biff!
He's doing his best. We don't want to leave the shelter of the trees.
Yeah, well, it's very sensible of them. So did you manage to talk to Mum about whether she wanted to go back to Glebe?
Yeah, but I think I messed it up.
Did you? How?
Well, I've got a horrible feeling she thought I was trying to get rid of her.
Oh, don't say that. It's only the thought of Mum's soup waiting for us that's keeping me going.
Cabbage is over here as usual.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
Are they from the co-op?
Yeah. Dad's buying in a lot at the moment.
Yeah, it's bound to be. At least we've still got Mum's yoghurts to fly the flag for Bridge Farm.
Yes. Good job someone is.
Kirsty told me things weren't great between you and Dad.
That's an understatement. Where is Kirsty? I thought she'd be here.
We were out looking at wedding dresses.
Oh.
Mm. She found a beauty.
I see.
But my lips are sealed. Do you think she's getting a bit stressed out about it all?
I hope not. That's not what I want for her.
No, of course you don't. Planning a wedding should be such a happy time.
Maybe I should be doing more.
Did you ever consider using a wedding planner?
I didn't think real people did that.
Well, it's quite common these days.
Well, it's a thought.
It would certainly lighten Kirsty's load.
I'm all for that. I wonder what she'd think about it.
Well, I did mention it to her.
And?
And she said it would be too expensive.
And would it?
Not necessarily. I've had an idea about that.
Mmm. Mmm. Mum, this soup is wonderful. I don't think I've ever tasted anything as good in my whole life.
I don't know about that.
Honestly, Jill, it's absolutely delicious.
Good. It sounds as if you two have earned a bit of a treat.
Yeah. I thought we were never going to get all the sheep sorted.
Just as well we did.
The water's still rising, then?
Oh, yeah. If it keeps raining, we might have to move them again. There's all sorts going on a few miles downstream. They're sandbagging to try and protect some of the cottages.
Well, dear, what about Bert and Frieda?
Well, I'm keeping an eye, but it usually floods on the other side there.
Good. Have some more soup. There's plenty.
Mm. You are a treasure.
I'm glad I was here.
Oh, so are we.
Oh, by the way, I'm planning to go and eat at the ball tomorrow. Kendon's really pushing the boat out with the pancakes. I'm going to enter his competition with Ben, if that's all right.
Of course it is. We'll join you down there.
Yeah, we certainly will.
Yeah. Jill, I hope you didn't get the wrong end of the stick when I was talking to you before.
About what?
You going back to Glebe.
I should have to go sometime.
Not yet, Mum.
No, not until you really want to.
And there's no point at the moment with your op only a week away.
I don't have to stay here after that. only for 24 hours anyway.
We love having you here.
I don't want to be a nuisance.
A nuisance? Mum, if this weather carries on, you're essential. I mean, who else is going to keep us supplied with hot meals and dry clothes?
So, how are you doing?
Well, I've tasted a couple.
Nice or nasty?
Nice, thank goodness. Gentle start for me. Oh, very tasty.
Hey, whose were they?
Nick did slow roasted winter vegetables. Oh. Came out of the microwave a treat.
Interesting.
And Emma did cheese, ham and leek ditto.
Quite traditional.
Yeah, yeah. Hope people will be a bit more inventive.
Probably saving that up for the nasty toppings.
And I hope a few more people turn up. Maybe we left the publicity too late.
Oh, it's early yet. Hey, the water's still weird.
Oh, it's not, is it?
Yes. Orange, brown and looks revolting.
What is it with us? You know, floods and orange water?
No, you better ring that water company or get on their website. See if you can find out what's going on.
Yeah, I better.
Oh, it must be to do with this weather.
Jazzo has an absolutely revolted looking topping that he wants you to try, Kenton.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I think it's based on haggis, right? With some unspeakable additions.
Oh, well, you'll have to wait. Kenton's got to phone Borsetshire Water.
Is your water funny too?
What, you got a problem with yours?
Yeah, it's a weird colour.
At least it's not just us.
Well, I ain't sure that's very comforting.
Maybe not. Right, well, the sooner we find out, the better. See you in a bit.
Yeah.
Are you busy, Mum, with this pancake thing?
No, I'm leaving it all up to Kenton.
Well, there's something that I need to talk to you about.
Well, I can't really leave the bar, but we can go upstairs and Reese comes.
Well, he's going to have something to tell you too, and I'd rather you heard it from me first.
What?
One of Reese's uncles is opening a new bar in Cardiff, and he wants Reese to manage it.
Oh, I see. And he's interested?
He's going.
Oh.
And that's what he'll tell you when he comes in. He wants to hand his notice in.
Right away?
Well, his uncle needs him there as soon as he can come.
So, what does it mean for you? Are you going with him?
Oh, no, Mum. I'm staying right where I am.
You think a long-distance relationship is really going to work?
No, I don't.
So what, you're splitting up?
Well, it looks like it.
Well, that's awful. What's he thinking, dumping you out of the blue like that just for a job?
Well, it's not just a job. He can go home to Wales. He's always wanted that.
Well, even so.
If I'd have been sure we had a future together, but I wasn't.
Darling, you've seemed so happy.
Well, we're great mates, Mum. It was fun to start with. Still is.
Well, then.
Well, that's not enough, is it? Not to make him stay or to make me go.
No, if you're sure.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm quite glad this has happened.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, it was a shock.
I should think it was.
Maybe I needed one. I've been drifting along without really thinking what I was doing with my life. Maybe this is the wake-up call that I needed.
Well, glad you can put a positive spin on it.
Yeah.
So, what happens next?
Oh, well, I wanted to talk to you about that. Would it be okay if I move back into the Bull until Reese leaves?
Oh, of course it would.
It's just such a small flat to share unless you're a couple. I mean, it'd only be temporary.
Will it?
Yeah.
Then what are you going to do?
Move back in, if Peggy's okay about me taking over the lease.
Well, it'll be Hazel now, won't it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's a good idea, though. You don't want too much upheaval all at once.
Well, I got through to them.
And? What's the story?
They are well aware they've got a problem. Right. They've issued a do-not-drink notice while they work to put it right.
Do-not-drink? Oh, well, that's just great.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, of course it is. Where's the one place in the village with a supply of bottled water and much more interesting alternatives? This is going to be some night.
Oh, good. You're still open.
I was just about to close.
Oh, 5 minutes, Jim. I only want some tea bags.
As it's you. And as long as you don't want any bottled water.
No, just tea bags. Why, have you run out?
Have we run out? What have you been doing all afternoon?
Writing my Lent address for tomorrow.
Without so much as a hot drink to inspire you.
Oh, I was on a roll. That's why I didn't notice we'd run out of tea bags.
And you haven't been incessantly interrupted by your parishioners, ringing you for comfort and succour in their hour of need?
I had my phone on silent. I needed a couple of hours' peace and quiet so I could concentrate.
I hope they'll think it's worth it.
What's happened?
There's a problem with our water.
Oh, good grief.
Looks awful and tastes worse. They've issued a do not drink notice.
Well, that's really serious.
They don't know what the problem is yet.
Well, we can't have people without water overnight. We need to organise a supermarket run.
Yes. Christine and the WI are thinking along the same lines.
I should start ringing round the parish and see who can help.
I've been doing my bit all afternoon.
Well, now you can do it all evening.
No, I can't. I'm taking my pancake topping over to the Bull for the Shrove Tuesday competition. It took me ages to find something suitable. It's an old Roman recipe. Did you know the Romans had their own version of pancakes?
No, I didn't.
Taganitai, yeast-based. I'm doing a savoury topping.
Lovely, but I'm sure they'll keep. This is a crisis, Jim. Your village needs you.
Oh. Well, ladies and gents, I think that is the worst yet.
Worse than Jazzers?
Yep, even worse than Jazzers. And that is saying something. Yeah, Jim, you have certainly surpassed yourself there.
Have you know, that was a Roman delicacy.
Doesn't much look like one, though I wouldn't like to say what it does look like.
It doesn't taste much like one either.
What does it taste like, then?
Well, I don't know if I can tell you. There are ladies present. good point. All right. Like someone had done unspeakable things to a sardine with a rotten parsnip. Now, I do have other entries to judge, but after that, quite frankly, I need a breather. And that will give you a chance to recharge your glasses.
And so you can enjoy yourselves without worrying. I'll find out if the water company has any news for us yet.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Good man.
Thanks, Jim.
That's going well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, you got many more entries to taste?
Quite a few. We had a late surge.
Oh, you needn't have worried then.
Well, the water company gave us a bit of a helping hand with that.
Kenton! Oh. This must be really worrying for old people or families of small children, just imagine.
I know, but come on, we're doing our bit, aren't we? Keeping them fed, watered and entertained.
We're getting paid for it.
Yes. So it's a win-win situation.
Oh, Kenton, you are awful.
But you like me. Oh, look at that. A pub full of people having a great time. It's one of the best sights in the world. Do you know what? I'd do it for free.
So we've got the village shop restocked.
Oh, that was quick work.
Yeah, and whatever the problem is, it seems to be quite local to Ambridge.
That's good news, in a way. Mm. The WI have been concentrating on people who can't get down into the village or out at all.
Oh yeah, Christine told me, that's excellent.
Mm. We're going to check on all the vulnerable, elderly, mums with new babies, to make sure they've got supplies for tonight.
Well, I'd better do another supermarket run then.
Mm.
And that big one on the bypass stays open late. Hey, they can buy straight from you instead of going to the shop.
Well, that would be a great help. Would you mind?
No, not at all. Gosh, it really is packed in here tonight.
It is.
Can I get you anything? I'm sorry it's taken me so long to get to you.
Oh, that's all right.
It's a good thing you're here to give your mum a hand.
Oh, I know. It wasn't how I planned to spend my night off,
Sure she's very grateful.
Yeah.
Alan, what can I get you?
Oh, nothing for me, thanks. I need to have a word with Jim. He's appointed himself liaison officer with the water company.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, he's full of them. If you'll excuse me both.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Cranberry juice, then, please, Fallon.
Right, coming up.
Oh!
Sounds as if Kenton's tasting the last few entries.
Oh, I wonder if that was Dan's. Oh, judging by Kenton's face, it might have been.
Well, it was for the nasty category, was it?
Very nasty. Looked like an absolutely lethal concoction.
Oh, dear. Mm,
something he discovered on his travels. Mexico, I think.
Oh, did he have a good time? Here you are.
Oh, yes, he loved it. Best thing he's ever done, he says. And he's certainly grown up. I think that's right.
Oh, thanks. We're running out of change.
I envy him.
Have you ever thought of going travelling yourself?
Well, not until recently, but now...
I don't know. Maybe I'm just feeling restless.
It's not a total cure for that, I'm afraid.
Oh, has Dan still got itchy feet?
Well, he's finding it hard to settle down again.
doing a lot of thinking about the future. Mm. He's just back from staying with some mates, actually.
Right.
To be fair, he is keeping himself occupied.
Well, that's good.
Mm. He's decided to organise a village event for sport relief.
Oh, has he? Well, that's quite soon, isn't it?
Yeah, a week after next.
I wondered about getting involved in that.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Do talk to Dan, then. He needs all the help he can get.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'm going to have some time on my hands for the next few weeks, anyway.
Great. Though I should warn you, he's got some big ideas.
Well, that's fine. The bigger the better.
Can I have your attention, ladies and gents, please?
Ooh, Kenton must have finished the tastings.
Not before time. He looks positively green.
All the entries have now been tasted, and we have a winner in each category.
Ah.
So, if all interested parties would like to make their way over to the tasting area. Right. Now, first off, Jolene and I want to thank you for supporting our little event so enthusiastically.
Yeah, thanks. And for putting so much thought into your entries.
Yes, yes. But go easy on the chillies next time, eh? So, the winner of the nicest category is
Nick Grundy with her roasted winter vegetables.
And in the nastiest category, honourable mentions to Jazza and Jim. But the winner is
Dan for Montezuma's Revenge.
Yay. Which he seems to be taking already.
Before we give out the prizes, Jim has a very important announcement.
Borsetshire Water has discovered the source of our problems. I'm afraid we are victims of the flooding in the area. It's caused an old water main to burst just outside the village.
Well, that's a bit of an irony.
Indeed. Too much water outside, not enough inside. They'll be working through the night to fix it. It may take some time, so they'll be sending water bowsers to the village first thing in the morning.
Hey, come on, everyone. Worst things happen at sea, and I should know. Now, there are plenty of pancakes left, aren't there, Jolene?
Indeed there are, with edible toppings.
And we may be running short of water, but we haven't drunk the pub dry yet.
There are more people here than I expected.
It is Ash Wednesday. And Alan's worked hard to get people in, don't you think?
Hmm. Trying out the imposition of the ashes, do you mean?
Ah. Not his usual style, really. And he spent ages on his address, I believe.
Yes. I thought some people might be too busy coping with the water crisis to come. There was quite a queue at the Bowsers.
There's a lot of concern, naturally.
And a lot of talk about global warming.
Well, given the weather so far this year, I'm not surprised. We don't seem to have the rhythm of the seasons like we did when I was young.
Oh, there have always been freak weather times, though, haven't
they? Yes, of course. But it seems to be happening much more often. It makes farming so difficult.
You're okay at Brookfield, aren't you? Water-wise, I mean.
Oh, yes, thank goodness. That would have been the last straw for David and Ruth. Having quite a week.
Well, they're so close to the river.
It could have been worse. At least Bert and Frieda are all right. The bungalow hasn't flooded.
No, thank goodness.
But it seems to me they've been doing nothing but move animals round.
Well, that can't be fun in this weather. Lucky they've got you there.
That's what they say.
I imagine they do.
I'm not so sure. I'm thinking about popping home for the weekend at least.
But your cataract operation's on Monday. You can't be on your own straight after that.
I know, that's what they said at the hospital.
Oh, Mum, you can't.
I don't want David and Ruth having to look after me when they're so stretched.
I'm sure they'd be fine with it. But if you're really worried, come to me.
You're busy as well.
Oh, not too busy to keep an eye on you.
I'll think about it. I did wonder if you might do me one favour, though.
Of course. What is it?
Would you be on standby to drive me to the eye hospital on Monday? I mean, Ruth's happy to do it, but just in case there's a problem on the farm or something.
Certainly, yes.
Hadn't you better check if you've got lessons booked or anything?
No, I know I haven't.
Thank you. I'd be very grateful. Here comes Alice. Oh. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
And thank you so much for coming. It's really nice to see so many of you here. Before we start the service, I'd like to explain something. I shan't be giving a Lent address, so you won't have that extra penance to sit through. I felt that, given the problems the village is facing today, actions would speak louder than words. So after the end of the service, which will obviously be a little shorter, I would urge everyone who can to help take water from the Bowsers to the vulnerable who need it. And as we do this, we might give thanks that we, unlike so many in the world, don't normally have to fetch and carry our water, but simply turn on a tap. Because of this, the church wardens and I have decided to divide the money that you always so generously give in Lent between our current appeal and a water charity in the developing world.
Well, this is a pain, isn't it?
Not quite how I plan to spend my morning. Still, it's got to be done.
Yeah, it has.
What have you done with Kira?
My mum's taking her into work. She doesn't think the shop will be busy this morning.
No, most people are queuing here.
Yeah, we're taking water round to people who can't get down there. That's what Dad's doing.
Yeah, we're lucky we're strong and healthy and young enough to fetch it ourselves.
So Dad keeps telling me. So who's got Poppy?
Oh, Mum's come over for the day.
Oh, that's good.
She said we can go and stay with her if it carries on.
It won't, surely.
Well, no one seems to know. That's the trouble.
Yeah.
If you knew how long it was going to last, you could plan. I don't know what I'm going to do about the washing if this goes on.
Oh, I know.
Oh, it's already piling up. Two kids, a baby and a husband out in all weathers.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, Will likes clean overalls every day. Mia can't understand why I can't wash her favourite dress.
I've got the opposite. I can't get Ed out of his filthy overalls. Keep saying they'll do for another day.
Oh, I wish Will was like that.
Well, Mum's not very happy about that.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and George has nobly offered to give up washing his face so we can keep Holly's water bowl topped up.
Oh, bless him.
Oh. Well, Mum says it's bad enough having her kitchen smell like a cow shed without having a grandchild who looks like something out of Oliver Twist.
That's what we like to see. Cheerful faces. Morning, Nick, Emma.
Hiya.
Glad it's not getting you down too much.
Well, you've got to have a laugh, haven't you?
Is anything in particular worrying you?
We're sorting out the WI volunteers, so if there's any way we can help...
Oh, no, well, I'm fine, really.
That's good.
I'm sure there are other people who need your help much more than we do.
I'm afraid there are.
Nick was worrying about washing.
Oh, that won't be a problem, as long as this is fixed soon.
Well, we've been thinking about that, haven't we, Shula?
Yeah. The WI's got a contingency plan.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, if the water isn't back on by the end of the day...
Which we hope it will be, of course.
We'll start a laundry service.
How would that work?
Either we can collect people and their washing...
Or just their washing, if that's easier.
And take it to the laundrettes in Porchester and Felpersham.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe people with washing machines on the farms that aren't affected would be prepared to do extra loads.
You've thought of everything, haven't you?
We've tried to. The WI likes a challenge.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
This queue doesn't get any shorter, does it?
Yeah, people get to the top, take their water home.
And then they join it again.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them.
Plus a lot of the WI and church volunteers are collecting it for other people.
Mm. Borchester's not affected, though, is it?
No. I just went into Jack's early to check everything was okay so that I could give Mum and Kenton a hand again this morning if they needed
they
it.
They do. It was packed when we popped in just now.
Well, I'm on my way.
I'm sure they'll be grateful.
Kenton's in his element, though, isn't he?
Life's a crisis. As long as life's not dull, Kenton's happy.
Oh, he was brilliant last night.
It was great fun, wasn't it?
That pancake competition was a great idea.
Nick did well.
Yes, Kenton was very complimentary.
Oh, it was just a bit of fun. It's taking part that counts, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, especially if you win.
I can't say I was very proud of Dan's success. Montezuma's revenge, indeed. Oh, did you manage to talk to him about the sport relief event, Fallon?
Oh, yeah. His cross-country assault course sounds like a great idea.
Oh, you've definitely decided on that, have you?
Yes. Yeah, it was easily the most challenging of our options.
It certainly is.
An assault course? Mm-hmm. So what would that involve exactly?
It's pretty high octane.
Yeah, it's running, climbing, crawling.
Mainly through mud.
Oh, no change there, then.
Oh, we've all got used to that with this weather.
Would either of you two fancy having a go?
Oh. I'm not sure. It doesn't really sound like my kind of thing.
Well, I might. I could do with getting a bit of exercise.
It's all in a good cause.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, come on, Nick. Why don't you give it a go?
Well, it's true. I don't get as much exercise as I'd like since Poppy was born.
There you are, then. And you make it the start of a keep fit summer.
Great idea.
And people are going round the course in pairs.
Oh, are they?
So, yeah. But there's a friendly competition between each pair. But then we'll be timing everyone so that we'll get overall winners.
Well, you two should both enter. Show the men how it's done.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah, count me in. Great. Oh, put your names down.
Oh, what have we done?
You'll love it. Now, I've just said to Dan we should spread the net wider. Include people from outside the village. We've gone all the trouble of building an assault course.
Yes, you should.
We'll make more money and make it even more worthwhile.
Well done, you.
Anyway, I'd better get on.
I'll walk with you. I need to get back to the village hall, see what else needs doing. Mm. I'll be with you in a minute. I just want to check our laundry idea with these two, see if there's anything we haven't thought of.
Oh, OK. See you then.
Well, I hope you get to the top of the queue soon.
Oh, us too. Yeah. Bye then.
See you later.
I'm really pleased you're giving Daniel some support.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
He's very enthusiastic, but his organisation skills, well, I wouldn't say they were his strong point.
Don't worry, I'll keep an eye on things.
You'll need to make sure the course is safe.
Yeah. Yeah, I've already mentioned that.
And make sure it's achievable, too.
Yes.
Dan showed me a video.
Yeah, he showed it to me, too.
It really was quite extreme.
Well, we'll do an average version. But, I mean, there's no fun in it unless it's a challenge.
Oh, I suppose not. So long as you get it properly made and properly checked.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Emma and Nick quite realised what they've let themselves in for.
I don't think they did. But I wasn't going to tell them.
Mm. Oh, I needed that.
I gather you're not giving up alcohol for Lent.
Afraid not. Oh dear, you think I'm setting a bad example?
No, you deserve a drink.
Don't know about that.
You've had a busy morning.
So have you. You're on tomato juice.
How do you know it's not a Bloody Mary?
Hi, you two. Everything okay?
Fine, thanks.
You're taking a well-earned break.
Oh, it's nice to sit down.
I'm not surprised. It seems as if you've been everywhere this morning.
Yeah, feels like it, too.
Oh, well, let's hope we get some good news soon,
eh? Well, Fallon's just gone to look at the website.
They did say they hoped to fix it by lunchtime last time we checked.
Well, I'm quite happy to do another water run if it's needed.
Oh, you wouldn't like to drop by the brewery, would you? Pick up a few supplies for me first.
Kenton, honestly.
Be careful what you say, or you might just find all your wine's been turned into water to save Alan the trip.
A reverse miracle. Yeah. Well, I suppose I am hoping to turn chocolate, crisps, cigarettes and PlayStations into water.
Oh, really? Can I be there to watch?
Is this for your Lent appeal?
Yeah.
People have been talking about that.
Do they like the idea of sending half to a water charity?
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, me too. What's not to like? Mm. So what are you two going to give up then?
Oh, we hadn't thought yet, have we?
No, well, I mean, it's only Ash Wednesday today, isn't it?
That's when you're supposed to start. I know what it should be for you, Kenton.
I don't think I'm going to like this, am I?
Alcohol.
That's a bit hard on a man who runs a pub.
Hey, I'm not a complete drunk, you know.
Yes, Jill, that is a bit unfair.
Yeah, thank you.
You've got to think of something that Kenton stands some chance of being able to do.
I stand more chance of giving up alcohol than you do of giving up chocolate.
Oh, that's you two settled there.
Is that a challenge?
If you like.
All right. You're on.
That's the spirit. Nothing like a little friendly rivalry to boost your willpower.
And Kenton's willpower needs all the boosting it can get.
We'll see, won't we?
Mind you, I got nowhere with Jim.
Why not?
Well, he claimed to have no addictions.
He would.
I said he couldn't do without his daily newspaper.
Well, you're right. There's no talking to him if it doesn't get delivered.
Well, he said he could easily do without it. But then I pointed out it would mean going without his daily crossword too.
He won't be able to do that.
Well, he said he'd try if I made a similar sacrifice.
What, give up your daily paper?
Oh, give up my motorbike.
Oh, right.
You love that bike.
Yeah, I do. And unfortunately, I really can't do without it.
No, it gets you everywhere.
My parishioners would be extremely miffed.
Well, you certainly couldn't manage on the bus, could you?
No, so that was an on-starter.
Good news, it's all over. They've mended the water main.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're sure?
Yeah, absolutely sure. Everything should be back to normal very soon.
So,
You still on for lunch?
Yeah, that's fine. There's still loads to do.
Of course.
So...
Although, I've been thinking about this wedding planner idea of Helen's.
I've told you, Tom. We can't afford it.
Yeah, fair enough. But suppose we could find someone who'd take his on just for the fun... Oh, no! I don't believe it!
Tom, I am sorry. I don't know how this could
have happened. Tom, are you all right?
No, I'm not. There are cows all over my pig's field. I'll have to call you back.
So, this is where you're hiding.
Just doing a bit of routine maintenance work. I want to start getting the polytunnel sorted next week.
Yeah, you said.
But I better check over the tables while I was at it.
Well, I can see you're busy. I wish I was. I'd been hoping to get the chaps out with the sprayer, but...
Not a chance while it's like this.
Even a spot of top dressing.
Yeah, at least I've got inside jobs to get on with.
I know, but we're getting so behind because of this wretched weather.
Yeah, difficult to get on with anything.
And when the ground's this cold...
Yeah, I don't want to get caught on the hop when the weather does turn.
Well, we just have to hope there won't be too much of a backlog.
And it does seem to have stopped raining for now, thank goodness.
Here, here. I can't stand being cooped up in the house.
Especially with Mum bending your ear about her new kitchen.
Oh, it's worse than that. She dragged me out to a kitchen design company yesterday afternoon.
And you didn't enjoy it?
No, I did not.
Well, didn't you like what they were suggesting?
Well, that was the least of it, but as a matter of fact, no, I didn't.
What was it like?
Well, something that would suit a space shuttle. Not my idea of a country farmhouse kitchen.
That high-tech stuff is quite fashionable at the moment. Ask Ian.
So I gathered. I had to sit there for hours.
Oh, surely not.
That's what it felt like.
They're bound to have a lot to show you.
Oh, they did. The designer made all sorts of pretty pictures on her laptop. Now, she and your mother talked about pull-out racks and statement taps.
Well, that sounds intriguing. What kind of statement can a tap make?
Look at me. I'm expensive. Oh, you can laugh. You weren't there. I've never been so bored in my life.
Well, I can see it's not really your area of interest.
Well, I wish you'd tell your mother that, because she took away a load of brochures.
Oh, I bet she did.
Yeah, and now she wants me to look through them with her.
I see. Hence your sudden enthusiasm for field work.
She wants my opinion on every last thing now she's bullied me into it.
I suppose she trusts your judgment.
What about sink plugs?
Well, perhaps not.
I mean, what does it matter as long as they stop the water draining away?
Well, you know what Mum's like.
I do. So please, Adam, find me some farm work. I don't care what it is, I'll do anything. Anything to keep me out of the house.
If we just knock this one in a little more, so we're sure.
Anything that will keep your cows away from my pigs.
There, that should do it. All secure now.
Well, I hope so.
I really am sorry about this, Tom.
So am I.
Thank you for helping me to get it sorted.
You can return the favour.
Of course. What do you want me to do?
Help me to repair the damage they've done over here.
I don't think it's that bad, is it?
They've taken the electric fence over.
I'll help you get things straight, of course.
So there's a couple of dozen adventurous young pigs to round up. Not to mention trampled feeders.
I don't understand how they got through that fence.
Well, they did.
I checked them yesterday afternoon.
Clearly not very thoroughly.
Cows never got out of this field before.
Your milkers didn't, no. And these are a different breed. Different temperament, new to the ground.
I suppose there might be something in there.
It's not a question of supposing, Dad. Use your eyes. They broke out.
There must have been a gap.
Oh, honestly, you bought the things... The least you can do is look after them properly.
I am. I've said I'm sorry.
Well, that's not going to give me back a wasted morning, is it?
I realise it was frustrating for you, but these things happen.
Well, they shouldn't.
Oh, come on. Your pigs have been known to get out by themselves sometimes.
That's not the point.
I agree. The point is, I've been working with cows since before you were born. I really don't need your advice on how to look after them.
Oh, don't you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, well, I bow to your years of experience, of course, but... Well, I'd be a bit concerned about at least one of them if I were you.
Which one?
Over there. The one who's taken no interest at all in what we've been doing.
No, she's just taking a bit of time to settle, that's all.
If you say so.
Bound to take them time to get used to a new environment.
I really don't care, Dad. As long as they get used to it, away from my pigs.
It won't happen again.
So, not part of your grand plan, then?
What plan?
Driving my pigs out of the fields you're still letting me use.
Tom, that's just paranoid.
Oh, and why would I be paranoid, eh? It's not like anyone's been making any major decisions behind my back, is it?
Oh, hello, you two.
Hi, Alice.
Oh, hello, darling. Didn't realise you were going to be here for lunch.
I'm taking a day off. Time in lieu. I've got one next week, too.
Lucky girl.
Yeah. Pity we poor farmers can't claim that, isn't it?
Yeah. So, have you got something exciting planned for this afternoon?
Well, I'm not sure. I'll be free. Mum wants my advice.
Huh? What on?
She wants me to look through these kitchen brochures first.
Oh, God.
And then she wants us to trawl the internet, so I don't know how long that will take.
The internet? Mm-hmm. That was bad enough when you were just looking at companies in Baltimore.
Cheer up, Brian. At least now she's drafted Alice in to help. That should take some of the pressure off you.
Oh, no, no. She still wants Dad on board. She thought we could discuss it after lunch.
I knew it. Where is she now?
Upstairs, making a list of the possibles.
There you are. You see, she's trying to narrow it down.
Oh, that's just a list of the ones in Borsetshire.
Oh, that does it. Get your boots back on, Adam. We're going to the Bull.
What for?
Lunch. I'm buying. And you'll come too, Alice, if you've got any sense.
Well, I can't do that. I can't just leave Mum in the lurch like that.
Yeah, neither can you.
Oh, yes, I can.
Dad, don't be such a wuss.
Exactly. I've seen you face down a rutting stag. Don't tell me you're afraid of a few kitchen websites.
I can't go through it again, not after what I went through yesterday afternoon.
Oh, don't worry, Dad. Mum wasn't that impressed by the designer you saw yesterday.
Well, she could have fooled me.
Well, she had to be polite.
Well, for an hour and a half.
Oh, it's all right. They're off the list.
The list? And she hasn't gone off the idea entirely.
Wishful thinking.
Of course not.
Told you. Is it long, this list?
Well, it's bound to be. And we haven't even had a proper look at the websites yet.
She's obsessed.
Oh, well, it's a project, Dad. It's going to be difficult to choose.
I wonder if Ian could help.
Ooh.
Oh, he might be able to recommend someone.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea.
No, it's not. Don't encourage her.
He's lunching with Helen tomorrow. But I'm sure he could fit you in somewhere.
No, no, it'd make things worse.
Oh, Dad, don't be so mean.
I'm not. I'm thinking of Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what she's like when she gets these bees in her bonnet. She'll wear herself out.
Wear you out, you mean?
Well, maybe if we all keep quiet about it, she'll change her mind.
Brian, how long have you been married to my mother?
No, let me think.
Dad, you're impossible.
Well, let's just say it's been quite some time.
Nearly 40 years.
Oh.
And in all that time, if she set her heart on something, have you ever known her give up on it?
I haven't. Not ever.
You may have a point.
So really, the only questions for you are how much and where do I sign?
Adam's right. You know what Mum's like.
Yes, yes, I do. Oh, well, if it means I never have to spend another afternoon like I did yesterday.
That's the spirit.
Maybe it'll be worth it.
Yeah, of course it will be. You'll love it when it's done.
Well, I think that's going a bit far, darling. Anyway, enjoy your lunch.
Where are you going?
Well, I don't know, but I'm not sure the Bull is far enough away.
Brian, you're incorrigible.
Well, what am I going to tell Mum about the kitchen?
I'll agree to anything in principle, within reason, as long as I don't have to talk about it.
So, that's how we left it.
Well, don't you think you might have been overreacting?
It shouldn't have happened.
But accidents do.
And they'll keep on happening. Oh, let's change the subject.
Go on, then.
Helen wants me to ask Rob to my stag do.
Oh, she doesn't, does she?
Yes, badly.
Well, it's up to you who you invite. If you don't want him there, then...
It's not as simple as that, though, is it? I mean, it'll really upset Helen if I don't.
Oh, I suppose it will. Oh, I wish she didn't trust him so much.
You and me both.
I hope Jess really does want a divorce.
Why would you say so if she didn't?
Well, because he's such a player. Something's not right.
I know you don't like him, Kirsty.
It's not just that. Helen's been on the point of telling me something a couple of times and then just clammed up.
What kind of thing?
I don't know, do I?
If it's something important, I'm sure she'll tell us soon.
I hope so. Anyway, About this wedding planner idea.
Yeah?
Well, maybe it might not be such a bad idea after all.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I'm glad you've come round to it.
But only if we can think of someone who would do it for nothing.
Not for nothing. For the joy and excitement of it.
Preferably someone who's been through it themselves, so they know all the pitfalls.
Yeah, someone our age, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. I think that does narrow the field.
Pity Chris and Alice got married in Las Vegas. Alice would be ideal.
Alice, of course! That's brilliant!
Yeah, but they didn't plan their wedding, anything but.
Exactly, and it's the only thing she regrets, missing the fun of planning a big day. She told me.
Right, so she can plan ours and everyone's happy. Result!
Oh, she does have a job and it is very short notice.
Well, let's not make it any shorter then. I'll ring her now.
Oh, Tom!
No time like the present.
Oh, she'd be so much fun. Oh, put her on speaker, Tom.
Okay.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Hiya. Is now a good time? You're not in a meeting or anything?
Oh, only an unofficial one. I'm at Mum's.
Oh, well, I can ring you back if you're busy with her.
Oh, no, don't you dare. You've rescued me from a very long conversation about islands.
Oh, is she planning another holiday?
No, just a kitchen. Those kind of islands.
Ah, okay, I see.
It is quite fun, but I do need a bit of a break, so take as long as you like.
Well, it's just, you know Kirsty and I are getting married.
I had heard rumours.
The thing is, well, we're getting a bit overwhelmed by the arrangements.
Running out of ideas, too.
Oh, hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
Anyway, we were wondering.
Oh, cut to the chase, Tom.
If I'd like to help you out?
Well, yes. Be sort of
a wedding planner.
Wedding planner? Oh, Tom, that's brilliant. Yes, I'd love to.
Really? That's great. Thank you.
Alice, that's fantastic. But,
Yeah, we can't really afford to.
Oh, no, I don't want money. I'd pay you. Oh, it'd be so much fun. I've got a million ideas already.
Have you?
Yeah, at least. But this is woman's talk. You go and see to some pigs, Tom. Leave me alone with the bride-to-be.
Sorry, this isn't much of a lunch.
No, it's fine.
I had a mountain of paperwork to catch up with. I lost track of the time.
No, it's okay. I like cheese and pickle sandwiches.
Not up to your mum's standards. Although it is her pickle.
Fallon gave me a ring earlier. She was checking it'd be okay to bring her and Dan's sport relief thing over Lakey Hill.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. It seems they're trying to pump it up a bit, get more people involved.
Well, if they're going to the trouble of setting up a course.
Yeah, that's what I said. Anyway, she's been in touch with the young farmers.
Oh, great.
Got a very enthusiastic response, apparently. So that's good.
Are they all going to be looking for sponsorship?
No, it's a fundraiser on the day. Everyone pays a tenner to enter, and they'll be shaking buckets for the spectators.
Good luck to them.
Love, you're looking a bit pale, you know. I'm sorry I haven't been more help this week.
Oh, don't be daft. We both had a lot to do.
Anyway, you can catch your breath this afternoon.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Eddie's Milton, of course. Mm. Well, give me a chance to finish off the paperwork.
Good. Where's Mum?
She went back to Glebe. And then she's having lunch with Christine.
She's not going home for the weekend, though, surely?
No. I talked her out of that, thank goodness.
Oh, it did seem a bit silly. She'll be here after the op.
Yeah.
You all right with that?
Yeah, of course. The op's the reason why she went back. There's a letter she thinks she needs to take to the hospital.
There's always some paperwork to find these days.
Oh, it's Eddie. Oh, no.
Why? What? What's the matter?
He's not coming this afternoon.
Oh, why not?
Feels rough. Thinks he's getting a virus or something.
Oh, it's bad timing. That's not like him.
Yeah, he must be feeling bad. Oh, Bangor's me quiet afternoon in the office.
No. I'll milk for you.
Oh, there's no need for that. You've got your own work to do.
No, I can whiz through it. I got ahead of myself this morning.
But Adam and the agronomist are coming to walk the crops.
Oh, I'd forgotten that. Well, I'll postpone them.
No, you can't. We need to know how much the weather's set us back.
Well, exactly. They're not going to be able to tell us that until the ground dries out a bit, are they?
Well, honestly, David, I can't do the milking.
No, you've got your paperwork to clear. I can see it's getting you down. I'll give Adam a ring now.
Oh, it seems like ages since we've had a proper catch-up, Helen.
I know, too long.
You're looking very well. Positively glowing, I must say.
I'm very happy.
That's good. Any particular reason?
Well, yes. Jess has agreed to divorce.
Seriously?
Isn't that good news?
Yeah, it is.
You don't sound very sure.
I'm just surprised. I mean, I thought she took the breakup very badly.
Well, she did. It's a bit of a miracle, really, Ian.
Well, maybe once she got over the, you know, the shock, she decided there was no point in being vindictive.
Yeah, maybe. I thought we'd have to wait at least 2 years or so before, well, before Rob would be free.
Free to do what, Helen?
Well, you know.
Yeah, I think I do. What, are you hearing wedding bells already?
Not just yet. But,
But what? But soon?
No, nothing. I don't even know what I was going to say.
Oh, I think you do. Come on, Helen, spill.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. You're obviously dying to.
Look, if I do, you've got to promise to keep it a total secret.
Of course I will, but now come on, you have to tell me.
Okay. Rob proposed on Friday, as soon as he got the news about the divorce.
Wow. Well, he doesn't let the grass grow under his feet.
We're meant to be together. I mean, why should we wait?
What, you accepted then?
Of course I did.
Well, hence the glow. Congratulations, Camille. I'm very happy for you.
I'm very happy for me too. But look, Ian, it really is a secret. I haven't even told Mum and Dad yet, or Tom or Kirsty.
What?
Yeah, you're the first person I've told.
Well, I'm very honoured.
Shouldn't have, really. You won't mention it to Rob, will you?
No, not if you don't want me to.
He thinks it's so romantic having a secret engagement.
And you do too?
Oh, yes.
You know, I don't know if I could keep it up.
Well, I'm doing well so far. You were clever to get it out of me.
Oh, come on, it's pretty obvious you're happy about something.
Yeah, most people think it's just about the divorce.
Yeah, I suppose they do. There's just one thing, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep this a secret from Adam.
Oh, I see.
He'll take one look at my face and know there's something and die him to tell him.
Yeah. You should never play poker, Ian.
I don't. So is that all right, me?
Yeah, of course it is.
Good.
You know, Adam was so kind to me when I was at my lowest ebb with it all. I know he'll be pleased for me.
Yeah.
But he must keep it a secret too.
Yep, that'll be fine.
And do explain, he mustn't let Rob find out he knows. It's really, really important.
I'm really sorry, love, but it looks as if I'm not going to be able to do the milking after all.
Oh, but why? I thought Adam and the agronomists were fine about postponing.
Yeah, they were, but...
What's happened now?
Well, I just had a call from Mike. Vicky is stuck in a Ford.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's got Bethany with her, so she's panicking a bit.
Oh, she must be. Poor Vicky.
So Mike asked if I could tow her out.
You better get on with it.
Are you sure? Because I said I'd have to ask you first.
Oh, I can manage the milking. Off you go.
Hello there. I didn't expect to find you here.
I didn't expect to be here.
I thought you were going to Brookfield.
It got cancelled and thought I'd knock off early.
Oh, well, that's good. We can have a nice relaxing afternoon together.
Mm. Yeah. So, how was your lunch with Helen?
Well, surprising.
A pleasant surprising?
She certainly seems to think so. Jess has agreed to a divorce.
Has she indeed?
You see, even you're surprised.
I am.
Helen says the marriage has been in trouble for a long time. I mean, Jess might have wanted out.
And Helen's a totally unbiased witness, of course.
Yeah, well, Adam, she told me.
Oh, no. He's asked her to marry him?
Last Friday. But it's a secret, okay? I was the first person she told.
After her family?
No, after no one.
What?
So look, you mustn't tell anybody.
Right.
She thought you'd be pleased for her?
I presume all this secrecy is his idea?
Yeah. He thinks it's romantic.
Oh, Ian.
You know? All a bit quick, eh?
I just... Well, I hope she'll be okay. I don't know how easy he'll be to live with.
I've been trying to make sense of it. I mean, he's not that bad, surely. I mean, you get on okay with him at work.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And she's so happy. I mean, that must mean something.
Yeah, it means she's in love.
Yeah, she is. Look, we mustn't rain on her parade.
Well, I'll try not to.
Well, start practicing because she talked about asking us round to supper soon.
Right.
We'll have to be good.
Yeah.
And we mustn't let on we know about the proposal.
She's not going to tell Rob she told you?
Nope. I mean, she really doesn't want them to find out it's not just their secret anymore.
Doesn't she?
Yeah, I know. Not a helpful start.
Well, it's one thing for a loved-up couple to have a secret from the rest of the world, but when they start keeping secrets from each other, well, that's the start of a very slippery slope.
Sorry, darling, I know you're busy at work, but I just wanted to tell you how pleased Ian was about our news. About the divorce, I mean. It meant such a lot to me that he was so happy for us. He's been a really good friend to me. Adam, too. So, I was thinking, maybe we could have them round to supper soon. Perhaps we could look at our diaries this evening. I'd really like you to get to know them better as a couple. Okay, love you. Bye.
Hi, love. Sorry I'm later than I said.
Oh,
but Chris
hi,
and I got chatting and... Ruth, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You look shattered. Were you asleep when I came in?
Oh, maybe I did doze off a bit. It's been rather a trying afternoon.
I'll put the kettle on and you can tell me all about it.
A cup of tea would be nice. I do feel a bit woozy.
So what's been happening?
Oh, chapter of accidents. Eddie rang in sick, so he couldn't do the milking.
Oh, dear. So you had to. No wonder you're tired.
Well, David said he would. Only then Mike rang to say Vicky was stuck in the Ford near our sheep field.
Frightening for her.
It was. She'd got Bethany with her.
Oh.
So David took the tractor to tow her out.
So you had to do the milking after all?
Oh, I should be able to manage one extra milking without going into a decline.
It's been a very hard week for you, though.
Oh, I was looking forward to a bit of peace and quiet this afternoon.
That's exactly what you need. You know, I can easily go and stay with Shula this weekend.
No, we talked about that. It's just daft with you up on Monday. Too disruptive for you.
Not necessarily. A guest is bound to be a bit of a strain.
No, Jill, you mustn't go. Please don't go.
Ruth, love. What is the matter? Come here.
I feel like I've let you down.
Oh, don't be silly. Of course you haven't.
You shouldn't be thinking about going at such a stressful time for you.
You're the one who seems stressed out.
I don't know what's the matter with me.
You're exhausted. You've obviously totally worn yourself out this week.
You've been running the house. If you hadn't been here, I don't know how I would have coped.
It's not like you, Ruth. Are you sure nothing else is the matter?
No, I'm fine. It's just got a bit much for me, that's all. Honestly.
You need to look after yourself better. You should say if you need help.
I don't. You know what farming's like. It has its ups and downs.
Yes.
It'll be different next week.
I think you should talk to David.
Oh, don't say anything to David about this. He's got enough on his plate.
Ruth, you're very upset. If he knew that...
I don't want him to. He'd only worry, and there's nothing to worry about.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Just having a bad day. Don't tell David. Please.
Thank you.
You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.